I kind of want today's story to be made into the prequel for the Oppenheimer movie. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that sometimes serves up a slice of genius. I'm Brady. It's Thursday, March 14th, today in 1879, the birthday of Albert Einstein. He was one of the most famous scientific minds of all time, and maybe the only one who both developed the theory of relativity and co-designed a refrigerator. Einstein's partner in this project was his fellow physics genius and former student Leo Szilard, who would later help create the first sustained nuclear chain reaction. But before that, back in the 1920s, Szilard and Einstein were trying to solve a much more day-to-day problem. Households had started to move away from old-school iceboxes and toward mechanical refrigerators, but fridges in those days used very dangerous gases in the cooling process. The gases were incredibly toxic if the seal on the compressor broke, which they sometimes did. Einstein and Szilard thought they could come up with a safer design, and they came up with something they called the People's Fridge. I will not pretend to explain the science behind how this fridge would have worked, except that it didn't use any of the dangerous chemicals in those standard fridges, it didn't require electricity, and it didn't have a compressor. In fact, it didn't have any moving parts. Instead, their system essentially cooled its chemicals by separating out hot and cold through natural gas. As Wired put it, quote, "You could call the Einstein-Szilard refrigerator an engine for freezing water by fire." So why didn't the People's Fridge become the fridge that people actually used? Well, by the time the scientists had patented their system and started shopping it around to manufacturers, the Great Depression had begun. Big companies were cutting back, especially when it came to research. Another big reason was the rise of the Nazi Party, which eventually led both scientists to leave Germany. More practically, the refrigerator industry found ways to use different materials as refrigerants. That meant they could stick with the refrigerator design they already knew instead of starting over with a new one. There was one other reason. Some of the people who heard about this invention couldn't believe who had invented it. When they sent their application in for an American patent, a U.S. patent attorney wrote back, quote, "Albert Einstein is listed in the Standard Dictionary under the word Einstein as an adjective denoting a theory of relativity." Why, he essentially asked, would that guy invent a refrigerator? You can learn more about the Einstein-Szilard refrigerator at coolweirdawesome.com. In 1936, Einstein got an invitation to put a letter in a time capsule that would be opened in 1,000 years. Here's his letter in full, quote, "Dear posterity, if you have not become more just, more peaceful, and generally more rational than we are or were, why then the devil take you?" I'm Brady. What more needs to be said? Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.